welcome everyone to the vinyl episode of Hello Internet.
Hello.
Do you think people are listening on their scratchy record players, or they've freebooted, vinyl booted their own versions somehow onto the internet?
I hope that they're listening on the vinyl, because after all, isn't vinyl supposed to sound better? And that is also the honest way to go about listening to this. But I'm be no small amount of freebooting as well.
You're not hearing it properly if you're not listening on vinyl, so thank you very much to those that are enjoying the authentic experience.
Yes, thank you very much, and you are getting the deeper, higher quality, better sounding version listening on the vinyl.
The warm tones. The warm tones of vinyl.
Yes, yes, of course.
All right, so the thing we want to talk about today is music, and it seems appropriate for the vinyl episode. In particular, I want to start by talking about a very famous radio show on the BBC called Desert Island Discs, which is actually now a podcast, and a really good podcast if you're ever short of new podcasts. Gray, are you familiar with Desert Island Discs?
I had never heard of it until you mentioned it to me, so no.
Well, that's fair enough. It is a real institution. It's been around for a gazillion years. It has evolved somewhat, but it is still this real institution. And the premise of Desert Island Discs is a celebrity or a famous person or a politician or someone noteworthy is a guest on the show. And for about 45 minutes, they're kind of interviewed in a sort of, you know, autobiographical way. But the idea is to sort of give it structure. They come up with this premise that the interview subject has been cast away on a desert island, and they're only allowed to take, well, at the moment, I don't know if it's always been this way, they're only allowed to take 8 songs with them, and this person will list their 8 song choices, and along the way they'll talk about the songs, but they'll also talk about themselves and things like that. And then at the end of the show, by the way, they're also allowed to choose a book to take with them and one kind of luxury item for their castaway time on the island, which I think is supposed to be an indefinite amount of time. That's Desert Island Discs.
Okay.
Now, Gray, I think it's highly unlikely that you or I are ever going to be invited onto the show as a guest. And if that were to happen, I imagine you would probably decline.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yes, you would.
For reasons we might get into later.
For reasons we might come to. So, basically, what we've decided to do on our disc episode is imagine that we were invited onto the show, or Gray was forced onto the show, and list the songs that we would give as our responses to these questions, and maybe also deal with those other items. So we're going to each have 8 songs, a book, and a luxury item. And this may or may not reflect something about our attitudes to music. We will let the Tims decide.
All right. Sounds like fun.
Now, Gray, I have to say, this does not seem like it has been a homework assignment that you have enjoyed.
No.
Since I proposed the idea?
No. It has not been a homework assignment that I have enjoyed. I disagree with the very framing of this whole thing as it relates to my experience of music. And we have had many a spirited discussion about this, but here I am, and I'm going to try to go along with this as best I can, I promise.
You're going to play nicely, are you?
I'm going to play very nicely, Brady. I always play very nicely.
You have been very accommodating. Since the idea of recording an episode onto vinyl first appeared, you have been very accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
I know many things about this episode goes against you, the whole inner core of your being.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, got to humor Brady every once in a while.
Got to throw him a bone, hey?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to alternate. What order do you want to go in? Who's going to go first with the songs?
Why don't you go first, Brady? This is your idea. You wanted to open the show. So what is the first song that you would take with you on a desert island?
Well, and it's worth bearing in mind, these aren't necessarily favorite songs, although I imagine in my case many of them are, but they're just songs you've chosen for one reason or another. And the first song I've chosen, it's one especially for the Tims, but it's also for me. I could not go to a desert island without taking at least one song by a band I love very much, Muse. And I, of course, have chosen the song Starlight. And that way I could spend my many years on the island trying again and again and again to finally perfect my clapping routine to Starlight. Did you see my video I posted from Glastonbury, by the way? I did, when they played Starlight, the people around me did video me as I tried to clap along, so...
It looked like you weren't doing a very good job of that.
you don't think?
No, I don't think.
It is a cracking song, and I would say, I mean, it's in my top few favourite Muse songs any day of the week. Muse, by the way, if you're a video editor and you're allowed to use commercial music, Muse songs are fantastic for video editing. Back in the days when I was allowed to use commercial music at the BBC, I used Muse tracks all the time, including probably Starlight at some point. So, Starlight by Muse. There's a pick for me.
Top pick there, Brady. Top pick.
Gray, what are you going to give us as your first one? Talk me through it.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, listen. This has been hard for me for a bunch of reasons. Because the whole premise of this music that you're going to take on a desert island, it implies, although at the last minute you tried to change it on me, that it's not your favorite songs, but it does imply that this is your favorite song. There's songs that you like the most, or songs that are super important to you. And when I think about that, I have very, very few answers for this. So if I'm going to go to a desert island, there's one immediate takeaway that I have, one obvious choice, which is going to be number one. And then after this, it's going to be all downhill very fast.
Okay.
But number one is very clear. It's very unambiguous. It is Girl Talks All Day.
Me. Generals gathered in their masses.
Get out of the way.
Just like witches at black masses.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
Now, this is a bit of a cheat because the artist Girl Talk has made a single song that is the length of an album. And according to the artist, it's one long track, although he does divide it up into segments where there feel like there are start and stop points.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm cheating. I'm getting onto the island with much more music than probably I'm supposed to, because this will count as a single track. Girl Talk All Day is one of the few songs that I have listened to a lot and that has also stuck with me over a long period of time. For me, a lot of music is very disposable, but this one really, really sticks, and I listen to it quite regularly, especially when I'm working. It's also cheating in an extra way that I really like, because it is entirely composed of remixes and resamples of other music, so I feel like I'm cheating and getting a bunch of variety in a single track to keep with me on this desert island. So that is by far and away my number one, really only clear pick, Girl Talk All Day.
I knew you'd cheat and get a few sneaks and things to sort of make your time on the desert island easier, which I thought you might do later, but I didn't think you'd get it in with the first song, so well done.
Isn't that the whole premise of this? You're going to be on a desert island, but no, not really. We've already changed the premise underneath me, but that's okay. That's okay.
It is interesting how some people, yeah, get really rational about it and think about the island, and other people get lost in the music. And
no, of course, because that's the whole premise. This is music you're taking to a desert island, perhaps the last music you will ever listen to in your whole life, like select some important songs, and then mere hours before we're going to record this, and I'm telling you I'm having a hard time with things, you're like, oh, just pick anything, but whatever, we'll get to that later. First song, unambiguously clear.
All right.
Girl Talk All Day.
I actually don't know it, so, and I was going to ask you what kind of style it was and what genre, but from what you said, it sounds like it's a real hodgepodge. If it's lots of things mixed together,
It's a total hodgepodge. It is undescribable unless you listen to it. What's your next song, Brady?
My number two, I'm going to go with, I wanted to have something Australian in there, just because, you know, it has to be done, doesn't it? I wanted to reflect something of my Australianness, and there are lots of classic Australian songs, but the one I've gone for is a song called Throw Your Arms Around Me, by a band called Hunters and Collectors. Now, if you are someone who decides to go and look up these songs, can I recommend not listening to kind of the original cheesy 80s version of it when it's very overproduced and sounds of its time? I would definitely suggest perhaps a live performance of it, and I would even suggest a live performance of it by someone who is not Hunters and Collectors, because I think the highest compliment you can probably pay a song as a musician is to cover someone else's song, and this song, Throw Your Arms Around Me, seems to get covered by a lot of other musicians at concerts and things, and a guy called Eddie Vedder, who's the lead singer of the band Pearl Jam, seems to really like Throw Your Arms Around Me and does it very well, And in fact, if you go on YouTube, you can see Eddie Vedder singing it with the guy called Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors. And that's a really, really good version. So maybe go and listen to Eddie Vedder and Mark Seymour together singing Throw Your Arms Around Me, which is just a really good sort of lovey type song. Throw Your Arms Around Me. Gray, what are you gonna put second?
Okay, second on my list is actually going to be a song by Cirque du Soleil. And it's from their Mystere show, and the song is called Rumors. This to me feels a little bit like, just as adult me listens a lot to Girl Talk All Day just on loop, when I first came across this, I think I must have been like, you know, preteen age when I first saw Mystere and my parents bought the CD. And for whatever reason, this one particular song that's about 10 minutes long really lodged itself in my brain. This was a song that I used to just listen to on repeat over and over again. In what's going to be a similar theme of when I was doing homework or working on projects or doing something else. This was one of the first songs that, as far as I can remember, I listened to in the start of my everything is on repeat phase when I became like aware of music in the world. So yeah. This one, I haven't listened to it that much in my adulthood, but every once in a while I think about it and I would like to hear it again. So if I'm imagining that I'm going to be stranded on a desert island, I know that at some point in the future I would be frustrated if this song popped into my head as a thing that I wanted to listen to and I did not have it available. So that would be my second pick.
Does it have singing or is it just like score or?
No, it's entirely instrumental. It's also a bit of a cheaty song because it happens in three different phases. There's three very different sounding parts of it. So I also feel like I'm squeezing more music onto the island than I otherwise should be able to. But yeah, it is all instrumental, really. Again, like Girl Talk All Day, it's a bit undescribable unless you hear it directly.
Nice, you're doing this good, Gray. You're doing well, man.
Yeah, but see, Brady, this is where it ends, right? Because when you asked me weeks ago, I had two immediate things pop into my head, and it's all over now, buddy. It's all over now.
For number three, I wanted to pick something from my childhood, the sort of music that my dad would play a lot, just to sort of, you know, take me back. There are many, many, many options that fit into this category, but I have opted for the song Still the Same by Bob Seger, or perhaps by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. I'm not sure what the proper terminology is, but Bob Seger, Still the Same. For those of you who don't know Bob Seger, he also does old-time rock and roll from the film Risky Business, which is probably the song he's most famous for. But he did lots of good songs. Still the Same, probably one of my favorites.
I know this one. This is good. This is good.
Yeah, it is a good one. It is a good one. Yeah. I actually was looking it up on Wikipedia before because I wanted to find out whether I should say Bob Seger or Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Mm-hmm. It says, Still the Same is a song written and recorded by American singer Bob Seger in 1978. It peaked at number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. And then the next sentence is, it was the theme song of the 2015 Punters Club trip to Ballarat.
What?
Ballarat's a very small town in Australia, so I'm just imagining a bunch of Pete friends went along for a trip to the small town of Ballarat and had this song as their theme and have sneaked it into the Wikipedia article and no one has realised.
That's fantastic. Everybody loves to sneak things into the Wikipedia articles.
By the way, kudos to the person who has sneaked into the Jeff Dujon Wikipedia article the line that he once signed an autograph for Brady Haran.
Nice.
Which as yet has not been picked up by the editors, and I haven't been tweeting it and publicizing it because I want it to stay there as long as possible.
Excellent. So this is just a secret for the listeners of the vinyl edition, right? Shh, keep that really quiet, guys, but that's fantastic. We don't want to ruin it.
All right, Gray, I know your cupboards are already getting bare, but stick with it. Let's have a third track for you.
We're beginning to get into the troubled sections, but we're still sort of okay. The next one I'm going to pick, it's a recording of Bach, and it is, I know we have to go with a particular song, we're not allowed an album, but it's Hilary Hahn plays Bach, and it's Parita number 2 for violin in D, and I really like the violin as an instrument. I often have a hard time finding songs where it sounds like the way I want it to sound. I have a very difficult time describing this, but it's like there's a particular sound that violins make sometimes which I find really pleasing. And I just recently came across this particular recording of this particular section of music, which I actually used in the background of one of my videos at some point. And I just really, really like this little segment. And this has rapidly risen up the charts on my own iTunes as a thing that I can listen to on repeat a lot, and I somehow just know this one's going to have a lot of staying power over the course of my life. I feel like it is extremely likely that 10 years from now me will still occasionally listen to this, so that is also why I'm going to include this one on my Desert Island list.
Three words, Gray.
What?
Posh's Cushions.
Is that Posh's Cushions?
Bark. Yeah. Number 4 for me, I'm going to pick a song from my sort of fun days when I was going out to bars and clubs with my mates all the time and having fun. No matter where we were in the venue, you know, who we were meeting and what was going on and all the fun we were having, there was one song that would always bring us all back together for a meeting point and a bit of a sing and a dance together. And that was Mr. Brightside by The Killers. So that's my number 4 as a tribute to nights out with my mates. Whatever was happening, as soon as you hear that very distinctive opening of Mr. Brightside, that would be like our call to all congregate in the middle of the dance floor and get together for a dance for that one song. it was like our meeting sound or whatever you would call that. I don't know what the right word is. Is it like a clarion call or something? What's the word?
I feel like what has actually occurred here is some kind of Pavlovian training, almost certainly. That's actually what's gone on.
It probably was that. In fact, even at his wedding, as soon as that song started, we all went running into the center and had a good time. So, good song.
Yeah, it is, again, as with all these things, I don't know the names of them, just pulling them up on YouTube. But yes, it definitely has a very distinctive start, very recognizable thing. It is also entertaining to me to imagine Brady partying away, dancing like a madman in the center of everything, listening to this song.
You should hear me belt that one out. If they suddenly turned the music off and you could hear me singing, that would be horrendous.
This sounds like a thing that has to be arranged at some point. some party, some Hello Internet gathering where you and I are. I want this music to come on spontaneously, you to dance, and it to cut off in the middle so we can all hear your glorious voice.
Of course, true devotees of the show will be aware that my karaoke song is actually Read My Mind by The Killers.
Oh, is it?
But that is not the one I've opted for. Oh, okay. I've opted for Mr. Brightside for the memories.
Right. Yeah, karaoke and versus memories. Very different strategy for a desert island.
Yeah, well, you know, I've thought it through. What have you got in your number 4 slot?
Okay, number 4. This is where we're getting a little bit abstract.
Okay.
Because As you know, Brady, because I've tried to tell you many times, you and I have very different experiences of music. And for me, music is a bit of a, it's a tool. It is a thing to be consumed in the moment and then totally forgotten. And so my feeling of this whole thing of when you are trying to tell me, oh, pick the 8 songs that you are going to listen to for the rest of your life, your 8 favorite songs as you're stranded on a desert island. It's the best analogy I can come up with is it's like you're trying to ask me to pick my 8 favorite cups of coffee that I've ever had. And it's like, I don't remember the individual cups of coffee. They just come in and they pass through my life and then they're gone and I never think of them again.
Mm-hmm.
So the next song I have tried to pick because it's a very good representative of what I'm looking for in a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a song which is, again, a kind of strange remix, but it's called Wonderland by Pogo. Oh, I think the actual song name is called Lost, but by Pogo. And you can find this, I think, originally on YouTube. Someone has taken the clips from Alice in Wonderland and rearranged them into a kind of electronic stroke pop sounding song. And this is the last song that I can really point to that I have a reason for picking to take on the island, because a lot of music I listen to, I feel like I listen to a lot of just generic pop because there's something in the sound of a lot of pop music that my brain just latches onto for a little while.
When I get home, I shall write a book about this place.
Something about this song captures like the abstract nature of the sound that my brain is listening for. So this song to me is almost like the platonic ideal of the music that I'm trying to find a lot. And so this is the last song on my list of stuff that I have listened to many, many times over a long period of time, because something about this is just right. So this for me is like a meta song. And after this one, I will have no reasons for anything anymore. I'm sorry, Brady.
As long as you give me some titles, we'll be good.
All right.
You're yet to pick one, I know, but I will be checking them out, I promise. And that's good. I like it. I like finding new music.
I'll be surprised if you like the things that I have picked.